The United States has the second highest child poverty rates within the 35 wealthiest countries. The Salvation Army is trying to lower those numbers. I'm Gabrielle Bolden. The International Christian-based organization is bringing its Hope of Pathway program to Florida. The program's goal is to lessen intergenerational poverty. Tallahassee Salvation Army Program Director Julie Smith says there are certain needs each family must meet when entering the program.
Is they do have to have children that they're responsible for within their household, because the idea is to work with the children as well so that that next generation is not caught in the same level. And third, they have to be highly motivated to make changes.
Smith says one of the reasons poverty is increasing is a lack of education.
So over time, you have a series of three or four different generations from one family that's all living at that same level because that's what they know, that's what they've learned, and that's what they still continue. So if you start with 10 families and you're three generations out, you now have 30 families.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, about 3 million Floridians are living in poverty. Regional training sessions are being held to bring Hope of Pathway to 54 different locations in Florida to assist families. For WFSU News, I'm Gabrielle Bolden.